As an employee-owned financial firm, Baird offers advice solely focused on clients' needs, while consistently investing in their expertise and capabilities to serve those in need. More information at baird-difference.com.
It is late April. That means we are inching closer to the end of the semester, as we always know. And when that happens, we know in April you guys have been very busy with events. And you had a big one last week. It was the Cook Center for Entrepreneurship, and you had a fantastic local businessman, a name that is very familiar to most everybody around here. How'd your event go? I know it was sold out. You told us we couldn't even show up. We tried to rappel in from the roof, and they threw us out of there.
That's right. We said, no, we're totally sold out. So the Cook Institute, we had it actually on Tuesday. It was a luncheon. And, you know, Steve Bryant said, we're back together again. It was so wonderful. You know, literally sold out. So many wonderful donors and sponsors, including German American Bank, Duke Energy, IU Credit Union, Cook, Cassidy Electric. It was amazing. So Bill Oliver, president of Oliver Winery, shared his story. And first, he shared his father's passion for winemaking and all of that as a backyard hobby. And in the early 60s, is when he started doing that in his backyard, bought some property and started with Oliver Winery. And then now it's one of the largest wineries in the U.S. It was incredible. He showed all kinds of personal family photos, they're out in the winery with his dad, and he's like 6 or 7 years old, and told us all kinds of stories just about all of the winemaking, the marketing, the labeling that has occurred over time, even the balloon rides that they offer and things like that. And he's just so fun, such a fun story. So entertaining, and he just talked about the ups and downs, the challenges, the good things, the win-wins, all of that, and certainly had a blast. He talked for almost an hour, and everybody just wanted more, just more, and it was good again, like I said, to be all back together in the same room and enjoying great stories from community partners.
What, did you have a lunch? You had a whole deal, right? This was a whole program.
We did.
Did it feel weird to have everybody?
Catered.
Ooh.
It was great. We've been having some meetings here and there. Like chamber meetings are now going back in person and some other things. So it's just little after one thing after another. But there's still so many people that the last time you talked to them, it's been on Zoom. It has not been in person. So in fact, I'm a member of the Community Foundation Board, and we're going to host our first in-person meeting in over 2 years. We're going to do it here on our campus, just because, we've got a big space and everybody can kind of be together, and just really excited to see people more and more and more and more in person.
Well, that's kind of where I was going with that, because you built this lovely property out there, and it was a gathering place, and all of a sudden we didn't need to gather because we could Zoom. But Shreve Hall and everything else, is that starting to rebook and refill up because people are coming out of the woodwork, so to speak?
I think if you had a minute to talk to Tina Phelps, my assistant, who does all of that for us on campus, we are overwhelmed with people calling and saying,
great,
hey, can we come out? And it's just awesome. In fact, I'll share again. I mean, tonight, the Foundation for Monroe County School Corporation is hosting one of their events on our campus tonight. So it is booked all the time, and we've got great community partners. We like to have people that are, serving in the communities be here on our campus to share what they're doing. And, ask Tina. We're pretty packed here at campus.
Outstanding, and we know she does a great job getting us organized every week, so keeping her busy.
How about
her busy?
Me keeping me organized every single day?
That's, as they say, a full-time job, but one that has to be exciting. You mentioned the Chamber. They've got their big primetime business expo tonight. How involved do you guys get with the Chamber? I know it's business-related, but you work out all these unbelievable, I don't know if I want to call them partnerships, but your finger's on the pulse of what these business owners and groups need for employees. Do we need to train more HVAC? Do we need more medical personnel? So this is kind of a working event for you then.
That's right. So the event is awesome. We participate in it in that we have a, you know, we have a booth. We have several people that will be there from our campus, you know, to answer questions from anybody that's there. You know, I'm on the board of the chamber. And so just like with the Community Foundation or, you know, with Monroe County School Corporation and all of those kinds of things, all of these groups, you know, it's great to give back and be on a board and serve and do all the things we need to do, but it's a real win-win for us here at Ivy Tech, too, because then I can share, or one member of my cabinet can share with a different organization all the different things that we do and how we can partner together, you know, in all kinds of initiatives. So when you think of the Community Foundation, ROI, the Chamber, BEDC, I mean, so many different organizations that, you know, we share what we're doing, we get connected, and we do things together. And so that's, it's a lot of fun. Unfortunately, I won't be able to be at the event tonight. I'm actually speaking at the Leadership Bloomington graduation ceremony tonight. So I've got my team going to the Chamber event, and I'll be at the Leadership Bloomington event.
Well, they can't clone you. Just imagine how busy you would be if they could. Just for people curious, the Primetime Business Expo is tonight at the Monroe County Fairgrounds. It runs from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. There is no fee to get in, but you need to bring a few bucks if you'd like to have an adult beverage after work. Plus, food trucks will be there as well, and as Chancellor Vaughn mentioned, the Business Expo with places out there to see what's going on here in our community. You can learn all about it, and the annual Primetime Business Expo tonight. So we wanted to make sure we got that in because it starts here in about 90 minutes or so. So
yeah, before you know it, and there won't be any rain, I don't think. So even better.
I believe you're right, and I'm just going to leave it at that. I don't want to talk about it because I don't want to talk it not into happening or into happening. I don't want to be held responsible. We've got a busy weekend. We've got this little 500 thing going on. So we're trying to get the world's greatest college weekend back under the lights, so to speak, after having a couple quiet ones. So downtown will be busy. We'll be ready to go, and you're busy. Always, always, always at Ivy Tech. And FAFSA Fridays continue. Well, tomorrow's Friday. Tell me what's going on.
Well, it's a great opportunity for anyone in our community that wants some help with the free application for federal student aid. We don't care if you're not coming to Ivy Tech, if you're going to IU or going somewhere else. You and a family member, whomever you would like to bring, can make an appointment to meet with our financial aid team to help you fill out that FAFSA. You know, the FAFSA is free to fill out, but it's scary sometimes. It's like doing your taxes. You know, you have to you put in all kinds of information, and you know what do I say about this or that? And you know, our team, they're experts in the field. You know, Pat McCafferty has been on your show several times. She's an expert in the field, and along with her team, and they are easy to talk to. They will answer your questions and get you the help that you need to fill out that FAFSA so that you can be eligible as a student anywhere for scholarships, for state aid, for federal aid, and all of those good things. So you do need to make an appointment. So if you just give us a call out here at 330-6013, somebody will help you make that appointment and FAFSA Friday. So this Friday, the team is available to meet with you to help you with that application.
Outstanding. And again, once you get that application done, you never have to do it again. Then you can worry about important things like, hey, when can I start class? Are you going to give me any free money? Free books.
Right.
All
right.
That fun
free
stuff.
Books.
Yeah. And you guys are always, always talking about enrollment because you have so many great, great ways to get involved. You don't have to wait until August. You can get going sooner than later.
That's right. So we have our summer classes that will start soon on June 6th, and registration for summer is open. We've got a variety of different ways that you can take classes, and that's any semester. You know, we've got online only. We've got in-person only. We've got what's called Learn Anywhere, so that's a class you can sign up for where if from time to time, if you can't make it to campus, you can get on to Zoom for that class. Or if you prefer, and most of the time you can make it to class, then you can be in person. So it really helps that person that maybe has that full-time job or family at home or other responsibilities. But summer registration is open right now. Again, classes start June 6th, and our fall semester will begin on August 22nd. So we're open and available to help you how to apply. Applications are free, help you figure out how you're going to pay for courses, and just talk you through the whole process.
And of course, you'll tell them about Ivy Plus, won't you? I'm never gonna not talk about that, because it's the greatest deal going on, and we know it won't last forever. That'd be great if it could, but for new people listening to our segment here or listening to this program, you don't pay for books. This is not like a bait and switch, or you need some kind of special handshake code or coupon. No. You're just not paying for books. Sorry. You
can't.
That's
right. Right. And, you know, it doesn't matter if you're taking one class as a guest student. Maybe you're an IAU student and you need to take a math class this summer. You're not going to pay for books. It doesn't matter if you're full-time and you're in the nursing program. You're not going to pay for your books. So this has been an incredible initiative. It's a college-wide, so all across the state for Ivy Tech. We are covering the costs for all textbooks, for all classes. So, you know, we started this last fall, and just recently, not that long ago, made the announcement that we will continue to do that. Textbooks will be free all the way through spring of 2023. So, you know, think of the savings. You know, even a math book. I keep picking on math. I don't like math.
Me
but
neither.
The math books are expensive. And so that's one less thing that you have to worry about. And you're going to be able to get that textbook electronically. Or you can also say, hey, I want a printed copy. But you're going to get it day one. So you don't have to wait for your financial aid to come in or your next paycheck to pick up that book. You're going to be ready on the first day of classes with the textbooks that we provide for free, and it's pretty awesome.
Yeah, it's free. And if that's not good enough, you can take some free classes as well. And again, this is not an asterisk. This is not a special coupon, or, you know, if you call in the next 10 minutes. No. No, if you take the 12-hour load and pay for your 12-hour load, how many more free classes can you get?
That's right. You know, so the state of Indiana has this great program. It's a Workforce Ready Grant, which is through what they call the Next Level Jobs Indiana. So for the jobs that are out there that are in high demand career fields like IT, healthcare, you know, some business courses, all of those things are covered through the Next Level Jobs funding through the state of Indiana. And so the last Tuesday of every month, and this time it'll be this Tuesday, the 26th at 6 o'clock, we have information sessions about that. How do you apply? Very easy to apply. We walk you through the process. We tell you what programs will be covered fully, your full tuition from Next Level Jobs. And in within that info session, we'll also just talk about general things like how to apply to Ivy Tech and all of those kinds of things. So just give us a call at 330-6013 and just say, how do I sign up for an info session? Or if you can't do it on Tuesday, just say, what's Next Level Jobs and how can it help me? Tell me about the program. So
that's it. That's all you got to do.
Yep. Here to help.
No secret handshakes. No coupon. No QR code. No.
QR code.
Scan that, baby. Jenny Vaughn is our guest. We always have fun. And we know the chancellor is busy today, and we need to get her back to work. But summer's almost here. You have things to do for kids. You have things to do for adults. The Center for Lifelong Learning will cover all of those bases as well.
That's right, and I'm just so proud of the team at the Center for Lifelong Learning. They're doing such a great job bringing back all the camps and lots of our classes in person, which is so great. And just recently, they partnered with the City of Bedford. We're going to offer some camps there, and that's a great partnership with the city, like I said, and their Bedford Public Library, the Stonegate Arts and Education Center, United Way of South Central Indiana. They're bringing visual and performing arts camps to the Bedford campus, which we're just so excited about. And there's so much interest in that community. And besides all the other classes that are offered here on our campus, at, you know, different places like the BPP, et cetera, we have lots of courses for adults. So summer camps for kids and summer courses for adults, all kinds of great opportunities. So give us a call again or go to our website, ivytech.edu/CLL. That's the Center for Lifelong Learning. And we'll show you all the great things that are going on with all those different classes.
Very, very cool. We'll let you get to the Leadership Bloomington graduation. Get your notes ready to go. Best of luck with that today. Enjoy the temperatures pushing 80 all weekend long. Ah, teaser, a summer teaser. And we'll come back and wrap up April together next Thursday.
Exactly. We'll look forward to that and just saying good luck and be safe, everybody out there with Little 500. Enjoy yourself, but be safe.
We shall, and that's great advice as well. Thanks, Chancellor Vaughn. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
Sounds like a plan.